This morning's scripture is from the book of Romans, chapter 2, verses 17 through 29. The Jews and the Law. You who call yourselves Jews, are relying on God's law, and you boast about your special relationship with him. You know what he wants. You know what is right because you have been taught his law. You are convinced that you are a guide for the blind and a light for people who are lost in darkness. You think you can instruct the ignorant and teach children the ways of God, for you are certain that God's law gives you complete knowledge and truth. Well then, if you teach others, why don't you teach yourself? You tell others not to steal, but do you steal? You say it is wrong to commit adultery, but do you commit adultery? You condemn idolatry, but you use items stolen from pagan temples. You are so proud of knowing the law, but you dishonor God by breaking it. No wonder the scriptures say, the Gentiles blaspheme the name of God because of you. The Jewish ceremony of circumcision has value only if you obey God's law. But if you don't obey God's law, you are no better off than an uncircumcised Gentile. And if the Gentiles obey God's law, won't God declare them to be his own people? In fact, uncircumcised Gentiles who keep God's law will condemn you Jews who are circumcised and possess God's law, but don't obey it. For you are not a true Jew just because you were born of Jewish parents or because you have gone through the ceremony of circumcision. No, a true Jew is one whose heart is right with God. And true circumcision is not merely obeying the letter of the law. Rather, it is a change of heart produced by the Spirit. And a person with a changed heart seeks praise from God, not from people. This is the word of the Lord.
When a person learns about today's title, religion is not enough, she asks me, what does that mean? What is the point of the service, the sermon? Some may have the same question when you hear about this title, religion is not enough. Well, before we answer this question, let us think about the meaning of a religion, what the dictionary defines its meaning. The Merriam-Webster says that religion is a personal set or institutionalized system of religious attitude, beliefs, and practices. So we have many religions in this world, and each religion has its own belief system and own practices and their own unique attitude about the world. And we do believe they have a certain good point of religion when they developed in over the years in particular society. They developed a religion to enhance and help the people. So there are some good points of religion. It's that they're helping them to be better citizens for their culture and society. So some people believe that all, even though we have a different religion, since they seek to be better person in essence, they said all roads lead home, which means even though they're different religions and will end up in the same destination. But is it true? The Bible says, no, it's not. And we can think about the two religions, especially the Judaism and Christianity. Is to they're like a brothers. And the question is, how does one become a real Jew? How does one become a believer? How does one become a Christian? The common view back in the Paul's day, people thought they are Jew because they were born into Jewish family, ethnic, Jewish family, and they, as a man, they are gone through the circumcision after 8 days. Not only the circumcision, when they old enough at the preschool, they start to go to synagogue for education. And during those years of their education, they learn about Torah and memorize Torah and at least 613 laws, and trying to keep please God by observing the laws, and they think they are Jews. But Paul, Apostle Paul, challenges this thought. He said, "For you are not true Jews just because you are born of Jewish parents or because you have gone through the ceremony of circumcision. You are not just Jew because you have gone through religious school. You memorize Torah, God's law. You try to keep God's law. No, that doesn't make you a real Jew, even though you continue to keep this law and be religious. That is quite surprising view. You know, think about us. A lot of people think of, I am a Christian because I'm born into Christian family and I grew up in Manlius United Methodist Church. I went to Sunday school and I went to religious schools, and I still come to this church, involved in this church, I worship church, so I am a Christian. Paul says, no, that doesn't make you a true believer, Christian. So who is the true Jew then? Who is a true Christian, true believer? He says, a true Jew, Christian believer, is one whose heart is right with God. And true circumcision is not merely obeying the letter of the law, rather it is a change of heart produced by the Spirit, and a person with a changed heart seek praise from God, not from people. Even though you've been faithful to come to Manlius United Methodist Church over several decades, even though you memorize Lord's Prayer, Ten Commandments, and Apostles' Creed, and 23rd Psalm, and many other important verses, that doesn't make you a real Christian. The real believer is all about heart related. Where is your heart? Your heart is right position with God? Do you seek praise from God, not from people? Your heart been changed over the decade to be more like God? That is the matter, whether you are Jew or Christian, and real believer is always end up with a heart condition. So, I mean, then religion, being religious, doing religious activities, being a good person by keeping the law, are useless? No. No, it's not. Now, Paul says to the believers in Galatian church, the law has become our tutor to lead us to Christ. Law, religion cannot change our heart. Being religious and doing religious activities, coming to church, involving all activities, doesn't make us to be true believer. And all these religious activities lead us to Christ. It is our own rule and role as a tutor, teach us that we need Christ. We need a Savior. Not about my self-righteousness, that I am keeping all the law, that I am faithful to this church. No, as I become more religious, trying to do this, I will end up, and we all end up, that we cannot reach to the God's standard. These all activities cannot lead us to home. We need a Savior. So it leads us to Christ, the real Savior, who can save us so that we may be justified or have a right relationship once we realize this shortcoming of our life, and we need a Savior, and we can have a right relationship by faith in Christ. So religion is not enough. Being religious is not enough. It's a process. It's a process. There is more. Do not stop just being religious, just being nice person, just being nice Christian. Do not stop. That is not the end. That is a process. There is another step that you need to have right relationship with Christ, and that God knows your heart. Only our heart can be transformed, changed, not by our good work, not by our own will, but by the Holy Spirit. Now, how we can have this changed heart then? If there is no way that I can make my heartbeat change, I can save by myself by living a good life, being a religious life, then how can I have a right relationship with God? Now, Bible says in John chapter 1, but to all who believe him and accepted him, he gave the right to become children of God. They were reborn, a birth that come from God. And here's the key. It's not about our life. It's not about our activities. It's not about how I become a good person. It's about believing in Jesus Christ and accept him. How I can believe, we have to know that, come to the truth that I cannot make myself to be a child of God. There's no other way but God's Son, Jesus Christ. He is my Savior. Only through him I can be child of God. There is a first step that you realize through all religious activities, all learning, from the Bible. That's what the Bible points to Jesus. We need a Messiah. We need a Savior. This world needs a Savior. This world cannot be transformed by good acts, good persons, only through Jesus Christ. He is the good news. He is the good news to the world. And we need Him. And then once we believe that, and we need to accept Him, there's action involved that we have to, Lord, I now realize that I was wrong position. I tried my heart, everything that I can be a religious. Now, I come to you. I need you. Come into my life. And that is why oftentimes we have an altar call. Believing is not enough. You have to activate your belief by accepting Jesus Christ into your life. In order to believe the Savior, you have to deny your saviors. You, many times we hung on to our saviors. If you have a good, pious parent, you think because of a parent, what she has done, then God will give me some credit. Or because of what I have done enough for this church, God will give me the credit. Because I try hard to be a good person, and God will give me the credit. These little things, self-righteousness things, that you hang on to, rely on to, you have to deny. You have to deny your own way of salvation in order to receive Jesus Christ. Look at the Paul. He was a super religious person. But he said, I consider all of this that I hang on to garbage, rubbish, so that I may gain Christ. If we have other stuff in our lives, we cannot gain Christ. We have to let go. That is why there's a repentance. Repent is just letting go what we hang on to so that Christ come in. Let's read this one more time. No, a true Christian is one whose heart is right with God, and true baptism is not merely obeying the letter of the law, rather it is a change of heart produced by the Spirit. Water baptism is not the end. We need the baptism of Jesus Christ and Holy Spirit. And a person with a changed heart, transformation, seek God, praise from God, not from people. Being religious is a process. I mean, if you haven't been religious for years, good. But think about, stop believing religion. Start, build up the relationship with God through Jesus Christ. And in this way, we will be called true believer by God, because in that way we only can become children of God. Let's pray. Sometimes we have deceived that we become children of God, become Christian because of where we are born, because of the church we belong to, because of our religious activities. But Lord, once again, all these religious activities lead us to Christ. We need Jesus Christ, who is the good news, who really brings new life in our lives. If there is one in this room who haven't met Jesus Christ, and Lord, speak to their heart, help them to abandon all other means of saving their soul. Rely on you, your Son, Jesus Christ, and help them to make decision to open their heart and ask you to come. Jesus, the Savior, come into my heart. Come into my life. You are my Savior. You are my Lord. Help, Lord. Help, Lord, to lead them to Christ. All this we pray in Jesus' name. Amen.